Villa Ticola rises from the Tuscan countryside like a beautiful trap. From the moment Anna Pace arrives for what should be an idyllic family vacation, something feels terribly wrong. A strange circle of barren earth surrounds the medieval property. The structure stands eerily still against the landscape. And is that someone watching from the tower window? Inside, smoke-blackened beams and weathered floors seem to hide centuries of secrets, with original medieval elements peeking through modern renovations like the past refusing to stay buried. The family dynamics are equally fraught. Anna's relationship with her sister Nicole is strained by past incidents. Her twin brother Benny seems changed by his controlling new boyfriend Christopher. And Nicole's young daughters soon report speaking to neighbor children who shouldn't exist. As the family settles in, strange occurrences multiply. Cold spots in sweltering summer heat, whispers in Italian, scratching noises from behind the locked tower door, and hallucinations of bodies in the swimming pool. When Anna asks about accessing the mysterious tower, she learns it's strictly off-limits, a prohibition that only intensifies her curiosity about what might be hidden there. The villa's malevolence intensifies daily. Benny wakes screaming, describing a dark shape that returned as an invisible smothering weight. The children report a yellow monster pressing on their beds. Food spoils unnaturally fast, developing weeks' worth of mold overnight. Most alarmingly, Mia is found locked inside the forbidden tower room with no memory of entering. At Florence's Uffizi Gallery, Anna discovers a portrait titled Florentine Woman, a yellow-haired noblewoman with an imperious smile whom she recognizes as La Dama Bianca, the entity she's glimpsed in steamed mirrors and shadows. In nearby Monte Perso, Anna finds an eerily deserted town where locals hide behind windows. The town church contains disturbing artwork, including an unusual Annunciation featuring a smirking yellow-haired Mary. Gravestones for the De Filippis's family, all dead in 1505, surround a carving of a jackdaw bird, identical to the one on the tower key. Anna reluctantly joins Christopher and Benny in unlocking the forbidden tower with an iron key from the caretaker. Inside, they climb a winding staircase to an empty room with blocked windows, where Anna experiences dizziness from an oppressive presence. This trespass intensifies supernatural activity throughout the villa. More terrifying still, the haunting follows Anna back to New York. Despite her relief at returning home, she finds the tower key she thought she'd discarded sitting atop her belongings. In the bathroom mirror, she sees the yellow-haired ghost behind her. La Dama Bianca, whom Anna identifies as Caterina Colonna, a Florentine noblewoman known for becoming an influential widow, begins systematically destroying Anna's life. Black mold spreads, food rots overnight, doors slam themselves, and Anna experiences lost time and disorientation. Her work deteriorates until she's dismissed, while her apartment becomes covered in obsessive drawings of Caterina created during blackouts. Anna's relationships collapse under the haunting's weight. Her family refuses to acknowledge the supernatural events, instead accusing her of staging elaborate pranks. Nicole reveals that Benny exposed Anna's private abortion to everyone. When confronted, Benny suggests Anna has always carried darkness, bringing chaos wherever she goes. Their relationship ends with a bitter agreement to consider each other dead. The haunting intensifies violently. Anna suffers choking attacks and nightmares revealing Caterina's past crimes. When ex-boyfriend Josh visits, Anna gives him the tower key to dispose of. After he leaves, Anna hears screaming. Josh has been killed, apparently by Caterina's hand, and the key mysteriously returns to Anna's drawer. Through research and supernatural dreams, Anna uncovers Caterina's history, a noblewoman whose obsession with the villa's original owners led to poisoning, death, and failed exorcisms. Most disturbing is Anna's discovery that the villa had to be fed, or its rot would spread beyond the property, explaining the circle of dead vegetation surrounding it. Anna's mental state deteriorates as Katerina's possession strengthens. She loses weeks of time, discovering she's been planning a return to Villa Ticola and learning Italian. Eventually, Anna surrenders to the inevitable and purchases same-day tickets to Florence. Upon returning, she finds the circle of dead grass has expanded, killing nearby trees. Inside, she senses the trapped spirits of Katerina's victims throughout centuries, souls drained of energy like glasses of wine. As night falls, these ghosts become increasingly visible, neighbors, Italian roommates, even a young child, all trembling, awaiting something terrible. When Anna discovers a butcher's knife waiting in the kitchen, she realizes Katerina wants her to commit suicide. Instead, she prepares a ritual with a salt pentacle. To her horror, Christopher's ghost appears, skull caved in, dried blood forming a goatee, arm dislocated. This triggers a vision revealing the truth. The family had murdered Christopher in a frenzy, with Benny crushing his neck. They had hidden his body in the tower and collectively repressed the memory. Villa Ticola isn't merely haunted. It's almost alive, breathing and hungry, with its circle of dead vegetation expanding like cancer. The ancient stone walls pulse with malevolent energy, transforming mundane spaces into threats. The tower, rising like a twisted spine against the Tuscan sky, houses both literal and metaphorical skeletons. The villa doesn't create darkness, but provides a stage where existing tensions explode into violence. The Pace family arrives already fractured. Anna and Nicole's sisterly resentment simmers beneath politeness. Benny and Christopher engage in passive-aggressive battles, and the parents' emotional distance creates a vacuum. The villa simply accelerates their disintegration, turning irritations into murderous impulses. When Anna returns to New York, the haunting follows, suggesting that marked experiences never truly release us. Her Manhattan apartment becomes a microcosm of Villa Ticola, with rotting food, flies, and oppressive atmosphere. The horror transcends geography, traveling through objects and memory, as flashbacks blur past and present, Italy and America. As Katerina drags Anna to the tower room where Christopher's corpse lies, trapped spirits revolt, forming a barrier between Anna and La Dama. They swarm Katerina, chanting an unbinding spell while Anna escapes and locks the tower door, sealing Katerina away. Months later, Anna lives as La Dama Toscana, a street artist in Lucca whose haunting watercolors attract tourists and collectors. Weekly letters from her niece Waverly describe how their family has splintered since Villa Ticola. The tower key remains both talisman and torment, sometimes burning against her skin, other times rattling like a living thing. What's most unsettling isn't the supernatural entity, but recognizing the ghosts we carry within. The Pace family's refusal to acknowledge supernatural events mirrors their unwillingness to address their dysfunction. Their amnesia about Christopher's murder shows how families rewrite histories to exclude uncomfortable truths. Through Anna, we learn that true selfhood isn't about perfect control, but consciously choosing which experiences shape us. Some places absorb the worst of human nature and reflect it back. The true horror isn't that ancient walls might whisper, but that they might echo what we've been saying all along.